Hello.
Hi there. May I speak with Geraldine?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, Geraldine, my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the NEC baby formula lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Now, Geraldine, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the NEC lawsuit? Okay, so Geraldine, was it you or maybe a loved one as well that had a child that was born prematurely after 2006?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, and was your child ever diagnosed with NEC or necrotizing enterocolitis?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that they had to deal with that. How's your baby doing now?
Now he's still having a few symptoms and stuff, but he's doing,
Okay,
yeah.
gotcha. Yeah, really sorry to hear that you're still dealing with some effects from this, but I'm glad to hear he's doing better now at the very least. So you did confirm that he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, correct?
Yes. And like I said, he's still having some symptoms and complications, but yeah, by
Gotcha,
the
yeah.
grace of God.
Gotcha, yeah. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you're having to go through all these things, but again, it is glad, of course, or I am glad, of course, that he is doing better at least. So do you have an
Yeah.
attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any law firms or attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct.
And what injuries or complications is your child still dealing with now?
Like stomach issues.
Gotcha. Is he having like gastrointestinal or some kind of bowel conditions?
Yes, like lack of weight gain, trouble eating.
Okay, I see. Yeah. And do you have any medical records or medical documentation that would show his diagnosis of NEC or his injuries as well?
It is with the doctor who treated my baby for the disease.
Okay, gotcha. That would make sense. And what was his birthday?
November 29th, 2011.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said November 29th, 2011, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then after being born prematurely, was he then fed formula?
I'm sorry, you said when he was born?
Yeah, so right after he was born, was he then had to be fed formula?
Oh, yeah, it was a Similac formula, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And that was, I assume he was too young to breastfeed and then he was put on formula right away. Okay, yeah. So then was he diagnosed with NEC after being given formula?
You said, was he diagnosed with anything after he got the after he did the formula?
With his NEC, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So after he first started formula, how long did it take for him to be diagnosed with NEC? Was that within 7 days of him starting formula, or was that after 7 days?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? So you said after 7 days?
Yeah, no worries. I know the question can be a little bit confusing. So after starting formula, was he diagnosed with NEC within 7 days or after 7 days?
It was after.
Okay.
If I'm hearing you correctly, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm trying to think of an
So
easier
you
way to
so
break down this
basically you're
question.
saying like when he was born after 7 days.
So he was born, and then I would assume on the first day he was given the formula, correct?
Correct. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then so how long after that was he diagnosed with NEC?
I gave him the formula up to like 13 days, so like December 10th.
Okay, and do you remember when he was diagnosed with NEC or necrotizing enterocolitis then?
Yes, he was diagnosed with that on the 13th of December of 2011.
Okay, gotcha. So that would have been, Okay, correct. So yes, he was born, then he was given the baby formula, and then 13 days after that, then he was diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. I do apologize. I know these questions can be a little bit hard to understand.
Right.
Yeah. And what was the name of the hospital where he was diagnosed with NEC?
Forest General Hospital.
You said Forest General Hospital?
Correct.
Okay, is that the one in 6051 U.S. 49 Hattiesburg?
39401, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. And do you remember the brand of the formula that was used? Was it Enfamil or Similac?
It was Similac formula.
Similac, gotcha. Okay. And just want to confirm one more time, that was Forest General Hospital, and that's the one in Hattiesburg, 39401, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double-checking. And, of course, you are his mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And he is, of course, still with us. You did, of course, mention that. And I would assume then, of course, that you do have authority to sign on behalf of him, correct?
Yes, me, yeah.
And currently, is he a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And you as well?
Yes, correct.
And what was his gestational age at birth?
You said what was his birth weight?
A gestational age, that just means how many weeks you were pregnant for before he was born.
Oh, I was 31 weeks.
31 weeks, okay. And was he diagnosed with NEC at the hospital, or did he first leave the hospital and then come back?
It was at the hospital.
Okay, gotcha. I assume then when he was born, he was transferred to the NICU, correct?
Yeah, he was.
Gotcha. And then he stayed there for some time and then was diagnosed with NEC while still in the NICU, right?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. And then you did already confirm that his birthday was November 29th, 2011, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if my math in my head is correct, that makes him, I believe, 13 or 14 right now?
He's 13. You're
13,
right.
Gotcha. Okay, and you have his birth certificate?
Yes, I have it with me.
Gotcha. In addition, if you don't know, that's okay, but do you happen to know anyone else that was also affected by the baby formula that could be looking for some help?
No, not right off.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. I wouldn't expect you to, but if anything, once we're finished with this intake, I'll also give you my contact information. I'll give you my company card as well. So that way, just in case down the line you happen to find someone, maybe a friend or family member who's also looking for help, you can give them my information and I can help them look into it too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. No worries. Just for the recording, can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And can you spell his first and last name for me, please?
M. A-R-C-U-S, Sims, S-I-M-S, Jr., J-R.
Okay, Marcus Sims, Jr.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Does he also have a middle name?
Yeah, he does. D. Allen, D apostrophe A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, I'll just confirm all that spelling with you one more time. So that's first name Marcus. M-A-R-C-U-S, middle name D-Allen, D apostrophe capital A-L-L-E-N, last name Sims, S-I-M-S, and he is a junior.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and his social?
Let me see if I have that on me.
Take your time, no worries.
Hmm. I don't have Marcus' social security number right
okay.
on hand because I'm at work at the moment. So, and I usually have it like I take pictures of stuff so I can have it in my phone, but I don't see his social security number in here. But I do have the birth certificate.
Yeah. If anything, do you at least know the last four of his social just offhand?
How would I? let's see here. No. I don't. And the thing is, I'm in my daughter's car this morning. If I was in my car, I'm sure I would have had something showing at least his last four.
Okay, I see. Now, I know you did mention you normally take pictures of these things. Do you happen to have an iPhone?
Yeah.
So from what I do know, because I also have an iPhone, if you actually go into your Photos app and you click the search bar, you can actually type in words or numbers, and it'll scan the pictures for whatever pictures contain that word. So maybe if you took a picture of his social security card, you could type in social, and it might come up.
I did that. So that's how I was able to find the birth certificate, but give me just a second. Let me see here.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do the birth certificate. I just type in birth certificate, and it pops up, but... Yeah, I'm not even. Let me see if I got it in here. Oh, give me just a second. I think I know how I can.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. I promise there is no rush.
I'm trying to think of a... It's on, I can remember it. It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say it. I don't want it to be mine or my daughter's or his, so I'm not just sure. So let me...
Okay, yeah, well, no worries. You take your time.
Okay, I'm going to try to go into my email and see if I have anything.
Okay.
And you need this to go ahead and... There's no way, like, we can complete it and I can find a way, like, when I get home from work.
You know what? That's a good point, actually. We can just go ahead and continue, and then I'll just call you back when you get home from work once you are able to find that, okay?
Yes, I have it at home. I have a folder with everything in it, but...
Okay, yeah, no worries. But we can actually just go ahead and finish everything else then. It should only take about maybe 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, in any case, I do have your first and last name here as well. That would be Mrs. Geraldine Evans, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name as well?
Yes. It's Geraldine Y. You could just put the letter Y.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And do you also have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And your social?
427-715708.
Okay. I just want to confirm that I got that down correctly. You said 427-715708.
Correct.
Okay. And then, Mrs. Geraldine, what is your date of birth?
4/28/91.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly there as well. You said 4/28/1991. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your phone number is 601-520-5965.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm calling you on your cell phone, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And Mrs. Geraldine, what is your primary address?
My primary address is 102.
Okay.
Ginger, like gingerbread, 102 Ginger Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Okay, so just want to confirm that's 102 Ginger Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is there also a unit or apartment number, or is it just a home?
It's a home.
Okay, gotcha. And do you have any official documents, I guess that would be like birth certificates, for example, that would show you our power of attorney?
Okay, you said what now?
Do you have any official documents that would show that you are the power of attorney for your son?
Oh, yeah. Like, would the birth certificate work?
I do believe so, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then your name as listed on your birth certificate, would that be Geraldine Y. Evans?
Yes. It's probably Geraldine Yanessa, which is my, what is that Y for?
Okay. Could you spell that for me, please?
Y-I apostrophe N-E-S-S-A.
Okay. Geraldine Y-I apostrophe N-E-S-S-A. And then last name Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
Correct.
Okay. And were any of the following issues during the pregnancy? So I'll list off a few items, and if any of these sound familiar, you can go ahead and let me know, okay? So hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV/AIDS.
And you said that's for me, right?
Yes, that would be for you.
No.
Okay. And you did, of course, confirm that your child was born prematurely, correct?
Yes, 31 weeks, at 31 weeks, 7 months.
31 weeks, 7 months. Okay. And this was in Mississippi, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was he diagnosed in the NICU for his NEC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the date that he was admitted to the NICU? Was that when he was born, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be, his admission date then would be November 29th, 2011, correct?
You said when he was back, when he went to the NICU?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the date that he was discharged from the NICU?
Let me see. I think that was like December, Well, the December, the, I know he got treated on the 14th.
Gotcha, yeah. It doesn't have to be an exact date, but just the best estimate.
Well, yeah, he was treated on the 14th of December, 2011.
Okay, and I would assume he was released maybe shortly after that, maybe a week or so?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so I'll put maybe 1 week after the 14th, so I'll put December 21st, 2011 as your best estimate. Does that sound accurate enough to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was his...
before the new year.
Gotcha, yeah. And what was his weight in pounds and ounces at birth?
4 pounds. And 5 ounces, yeah.
Okay, 4 pounds, 5 ounces. And you, I think you did mention that he started using formula the day he was born, correct?
Yeah, it was the Similac formula.
Okay, so that would be just November 29th of 2011 again, as when he started using it, correct?
Correct. When he started using it, it was on the 29th.
Okay, gotcha. And do you remember when he stopped using baby formula?
We fed the formula to him up until, like, December the... It was like for 13 days, like December the 10th of 2011.
Okay, gotcha. So just a few days before he started getting treatments then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you first learn of the possible connection between the baby formula and his NEC diagnosis?
You said when did I learn or...
Yeah, when did you first find out that the baby formula he was being fed could have caused his NEC?
It was like, it was a little after he was born on the 29th, so I'd say it was probably like, the beginning of December?
Okay, yeah. Again, this one just doesn't have to be exact, but just your best estimate. I can just put December 01 just for the month.
Okay.
Okay, and
2011.
I'll put 2011, yeah. Okay, and then you said from the time he was starting the formula between when he was diagnosed, that was 13 days, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then he was, of course, being fed the formula or the fortifier in the hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'll list off a number of symptoms as well that he might have suffered from. If any of them sound familiar or if they do apply, you can go ahead and stop me. So we have low body temperature, green vomit.
Is that low?
Yeah, low body temperature.
Oh, he had a high body temperature.
High temperature. Okay. Was he vomiting?
Vomiting. Yellow vomiting. Correct.
Okay. And then we also have apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation.
Yeah, he had blood in the stool.
Gotcha. Okay. Really sorry to hear about that as well.
Difficulty in breathing, yeah.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Lethargy or diarrhea or bloody, you did mention bloody stools, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And did you say he had difficulties with feeding as well?
Breathing.
Breathing? Okay, gotcha. And I think you did also mention he was vomiting yellow, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thanks for double-checking that with me. And do you have copies of medical records that would show his diagnosis or his treatments?
The doctor who treated the baby, he has it.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. I wouldn't expect you to have it on hand, especially because it's pretty old at this point, but you do at least know that they would exist at the hospital or with the doctor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, most likely you wouldn't have to, as our attorney partners can pull this information on your behalf just so you don't have to do the legwork. But if necessary, would you be able to provide these medical records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah, both.
Okay, perfect. And what kind of treatments or medical procedures did your child have to undergo due to the NEC?
He received, that's when we stopped all the feedings. Vitamin therapy, nutrient therapy, we extra oxygen,
and he went through a surgery. They made like a small cut on his abdomen and removed like a sticky part of the formula and an infected part. It was the surgery, if I can remember, it was called, it was what, an L, leprotomy or something, I'm not sure.
He had a laparotomy?
Laparotomy, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I see. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that he had to deal with all these, especially at such a young age.
All right.
I do believe you did mention he was treated, was it December 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. That's when he got his surgery?
Yeah. He was diagnosed on the 13th, and they did the, on the 14th, the treatment date.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed him with NEC?
Dr. Todd Benton. It's B-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, and you said Todd, T-O-D-D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, of course, we did already confirm that this was at Forest General Hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And was it the same doctor as well, Dr. Benton, that also performed his surgery or treated him?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Makes it easy for me to just go ahead and pull all that information with the hospital and the doctor one more time, then.
Thank you.
Yeah, and give me just a moment. I am afraid I am not the fastest typer in the world.
Sounds like me.
Okay. And did he also experience a swollen abdomen with any discoloration as well?
I don't recall that.
Okay, and then, of course, gotcha, yeah. Well, and then that surgery he got, it was an exploratory laparotomy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Would that have been an intestinal-related surgery or just for his stomach?
Yeah, it was like for intestine.
Okay, gotcha. And already, we're actually almost done here. So lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to continue your case, just in case something happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. So, Mrs. Geraldine, is there anyone you have that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. And who would that be?
I really don't, but do I need to?
We do highly encourage it, but if you really don't have an emergency contact, I don't have to put one down.
Okay, well, I'll give you one. It'll be his grandmother, Shirley Sims.
You said Shirley Sims?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? My grandmother is actually also named Shirley.
Oh. And she's a lady that always answers her phone, so I will give her a
perfect.
Anytime.
Okay, I'm ready.
601-818-7442.
Okay, 601-818-7442.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said that's his grandmother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you also happen to know her primary address as well? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't know her address.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it then. Now, again, so we are almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to go over a quick compliance checklist. This is just a form and a bullet point list that I'm going to use just to make sure that all the information that we've discussed is correct and accurate. And then, like I did mention before, of course, once you're finished with work and you can get your son's social security number, then I'll call you back and then I can start sending you over the retaining documents to sign, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan, but the thing is, I don't get off of work until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem. I'm actually over here in California, so I do believe I'm 2 hours behind you, so I'll still be in office for So I'll be in office, I believe, until 7 o'clock your time.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, so I know you do get off of work at 6 o'clock. Would it be better to call you maybe at like 6:30 then your time, just to give you a moment to get home and find your information?
Actually, what I think would be best if you can call me at 5. Call me at 5 o'clock.
And that would be 5 o'clock your time.
5 o'clock my time, correct. So it'd be what, 3 your time?
Yes, 3. That would be about 3 my time.
Okay, so 5 my time. I'm gonna on my break. I'm just gonna run home and get that paper. So by the time you call, I can already have it.
Okay, perfect. That sounds perfect to me. That works. So I'll be sure to make a note that I reach out to you at 3 o'clock my time, 5 o'clock your time. Before you go, though, as well, I'll actually send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number, because I'm calling you on my computer right now, but it would be a little bit easier for you to just reach me directly. So just in case we miss the call or you need to call me back, that would be the best number to reach me at.
All right.
Okay. So give me just a second here, Mrs. Geraldine. Let me go ahead and hop on my office phone so that way I can send you that text. Okay. And you just want to confirm your phone number is 601-520-5965, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, Geraldine. This is Ethan handling your NEC lawsuit intake. Okay, I just sent you that text. Let me know if you got it.
Let's see here. Yeah, I received it, Ethan.
Okay, gotcha. And then lastly, again, just before you go, I'll also just read off my compliance form, again, just to verify that all the information we've discussed is correct. So I'll list off a few bullet points to you, and if anything sounds incorrect, you are welcome to interrupt me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mrs. Geraldine, we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit.
Sorry.
Your son was diagnosed with NEC, or necrotizing enterocolitis, after using the baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
His diagnosis was at the hospital, so he was diagnosed in the NICU before he ever came home or was discharged. His gestational age was at least less than 37 weeks. In your case, it would have been 31 weeks that you were pregnant. He was born after 2006 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. That all looks good to me then. So like I mentioned, Geraldine, I'll be sure I shoot you a call right around 5 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock my time. So that way, once you've got your son social, then I can go ahead and start submitting the intake forms for you to sign digitally, which is really easy and should only take a minute for you as well, okay?
All righty.
But yeah, I'll be in touch soon. And then just as a reminder again, once I reach out to you, it'll be calling from that 949 number. So just make sure you look out for that.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a good shift.
Mm-hmm. You too.